it doesn't make me laugh, actually. It just makes me feel very concerned that anybody would talk about my movie and my characters, and then to really think about it in such classist terms. Even the whole movie is about fighting the way that capitalism is trying to colonize our hearts and colonize love.
Honestly, as a woman of color, I just feel like I've been shamed, I guess, for feeling the way that I feel about the movie. To have another woman of color talk down to me and try to justify her movie that again stars two white people, it's so insulting. I wish you would have mentioned like women of color and how we're kind of at a disadvantage to begin with. Like, I'm a first generation, the first to go to college, the first to have a master's degree. And all my parents have ever wanted was for me to like do well and succeed and prosper and whatnot. I guarantee you my parents would not be okay if I dated or was engaged to a John. And for the sake of this, like, let's imagine that my real life John is also a white person. There are so many sacrifices that people of color have to make in order to succeed in life. And I don't think it's very like elitist to be like, hey, I think I deserve someone who is just as hardworking as I am. And this doesn't have to even be like a career thing either. But John wasn't even passionate about anything that he was doing in his life, right? So she did a fucking horrible time getting her message across. And to be doubling down and doing it in the way that she is, it's just, I don't know if I will ever watch another Selling Song movie again, because she's just made an enemy out of me. And yeah, I'm not taking any advice from you, Celine. Thank you very much. And to all of you people who are defending what she's saying, you all look like clowns, and that's all I gotta say.